FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
Yes. Today is the day of winning. Winning Wednesday.
Yes.
Whatever you put your hands to on today, you will win in it.
Yes.
Do not be discouraged by yesterday's disappointments. Today is a brand new day.
Yes.
A new opportunity. The light has arisen today.
Yes.
And has uncovered anything that has been masked by the darkness of the night.
Yes.
Weeping may endure for the night, but
joy comes
in the morning. It is joy season. It is morning. If you're listening to us at 7:15 a.m., the sun has just risen here in the last hour, and it is a beautiful, glorious morning this Wednesday. So let's appreciate everything that God has put in this earth, all his creative beauty, his wisdom that he has caused all creation to work together. So let's just look out the window today as we're driving in our car or as we're in our home or our office. Just take some time out to look outside today and appreciate creation. The Bible says that all creation bears his name. All creation bears the wonders of his majesty and his glory. All creation bears his name on this morning. There's messages that God wants to get to us just by looking at his creation. There's messages. There's a word that he wants to deposit just as he shows us something as simple as looking out the window and just seeing and appreciating something in creation. There's a way that we could apply it unto our life on this morning. So have ears to hear and eyes to see in this season.
So here's a challenge. I am going to make a quality decision, a decision of quality, on this Wednesday, to be productive, to have a productive day, to have a God-filled day. Mm-hmm. When this day is over, I can say, this was a productive day. I have spent this day, and I spent it right. Mm-hmm. I just didn't waste it. It's just like if you have $100, you can spend that $100 right, or you can waste that $100. Mm-hmm. And if you spend it right, you feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end, you say, you know, I had $100, and I really get the things that I need. It was well spent. Or on the other hand, I've heard people, I have $100, man, it's gone. And the things that I really want, I never
get it.
Mm-hmm. You understand, Diane?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I never get the things. And it's gone.
But so, you had the 100.
But you have the 100. But you didn't spend it right. So we have the day, this day. Like we say, this is the
day
the Lord has
made.
I will
rejoice
and be glad in it. So if I'm rejoicing this day and I'm glad in this day, I will become what? Productive.
Productive, yes.
I'm going to do some good today. I'm just going to make sure I do some good in this day. So at the end of the day, I can say, well done.
Well done. Yesterday, we were looking in Matthew chapter 25, and we were talking about the parable of the talent. So we're going to finish that up today, and then we'll be moving on to principle number 3 of hard work. Jacob was a hard worker. So if you're following along in the book, Make Life Work, we're on page 17, the very last paragraph. God did not smile on lackadaisical, slothful attitudes. Indeed, the third servant earned the label of wicked and lazy.
Yeah.
And the severe punishment of being cast into
outer darkness. Yeah.
Remember the outcome of this story whenever you are tempted to be lazy or indifferent. This unprofitable servant was not ignorant of his master's expectation.
No, he knows it.
Neither should we be ignorant of our heavenly master's expectation.
Because we all of us know what God requires of us. This is it. We have no excuse. All of us know what God requires of us.
And what he has for us.
And what he has for us. That's exactly.
Jesus taught us. He said, he talked about the birds of the air. He said they neither sow nor reap, but God provides on them to eat. They don't build barns, but they have somewhere to sleep. So everything that the bird needs to live, to survive, to have quality of life, it's already there. But the bird has to go and get it.
Yeah.
So everything that it needs, the habitat, everything it needs for its habitat, everything it needs for its nest is already there. But the nest doesn't build itself. That bird has to go get them twigs and go get that lint and everything that it comes together.
Come on.
And it makes it. God has provided it, but the bird then has to make it and craft it. God provided the food for the bird, but it has to go out and get it. God shelters the bird in the midst of the storm, but it has to already have prepared the place for itself as the hiding place when the storm comes.
I noticed that. Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Make your day count, family. When every time a storm is about to hit, I notice the bird. Mm-hmm. They take off, boy. Mm-hmm. They're going to a hiding place. They're not going to stay in the storm. I haven't seen in my experience in Florida when a storm is over, I haven't seen dead bird all over the place.
They're not. Because they knew what to do. And they did it.
Isn't it? Have you?
I've never seen. No, there's never been a report on the news.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of dead birds after a storm. No.
After this Category 4 storm. All these dead birds, you know. All right. This is awesome.
Because they know what to do and they do it.
Do it.
That's the big thing. They can know what to do and not do it.
Do it, yeah.
But they know what to do and they
do
it. The birds.
The bird.
Think about that. The birds. How much more does God value?
Yeah.
Each and every one of us.
Yeah.
The human beings. We were formed in his image.
Yeah.
So if he'll do it for the birds, he'll do it for us.
Of course.
But we have to do it.
Oh, man, that's great revelation. That is great revelation there. Oh, that is awesome revelation. Ooh, that is awesome revelation.
All right, we're in number 3. Jacob was a hard worker.
Yeah.
This Old Testament patriarch is the epitome of hard work. Mm-hmm. Through Jacob's example, we can see that when you learn to work hard, it will be easy to pay the price to receive what you love. With hard work, you can achieve anything you want, no matter what it costs. Jacob, who loved Rachel, declared to her father Laban that he would work 7 years for her.
He's ready to work hard and pay the price.
Mm. Uh-huh. The story appears in Genesis 29. Since Jacob did not have the cash to pay the customary dowry, he gave his labor instead. Although Laban cheated him by giving him his older daughter Leah as a bride, Jacob agreed to work another 7 years.
Wait. Stop right there. So, here's the deal. Jacob loved Rachel, but the tradition and the customary that, if you love my daughter and you need my daughter, what are you going to give up? Mm-hmm. So Jacob was broke. He didn't have the dowry. So Jacob figured out. He says, I'm a worker. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do, I'll work for 7 years. That's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work for 7 years. And let me tell you here, Laban didn't just let him just idle there. He got to work for 7 years without pay. How many of us would do that?
Mm-hmm.
So because that, every week, all that he worked for is going towards getting what? Rachel, the one he loved. I love that story. Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm. You work for what you love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
And then after the 7 years, even though Laban had tricked him, he cheated him, he continued to persevere. And he said, I'll work yet another 7 years for Rachel.
Because he doesn't, you don't settle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hear the word there. Don't settle for what you know is not what God has for you. Mm-hmm. And so many times, we just settle. We settle for the wrong job. We know that this job is not the job that God has for me. This home is not the home God has for me. But I settle. And then guess what I do? I complain, complain, complain. Mm-hmm. I take it. Oh, you mean you take it? Mm-hmm. That's not what God has for me. I'm not going to take it. Mm-hmm. I'll stay there, but I'm getting out of there. Mm-hmm. Because that is not what God has for me. So right now, if you're in a job and you know that's not what God has for you, God wants you to be a medical technician, then you study to be a medical technician. Stay in that job, study, and then go get a medical technician. If you're in a job and God wants you to be a teacher, you know it. That's you should be in a classroom. Then stay in that job and study to be a teacher. And go get that job. And once you're in what God has for you, you'll have rich fulfillment. Because you will never have rich fulfillment in life until you're in God's divine plan.
Yeah, because Jacob could have easily been disappointed, discouraged when he received Leah instead of Rachel. And he could have said, oh, man, I forget you. Yeah. He could have been, you know, I worked for 7 years and this is what you do to me.
And you tricked me.
Yeah, he could have had that attitude, but he put all that behind him and he said, okay, he focused on the future. All right, well, what do I need to do to get Rachel? You want me to work another 7 years?
Yeah, I work
I'm going to go ahead and work another 7 years.
Because I'm a worker.
And then as it unfolds, we see that God needed both Leah and God needed both Rachel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because from both of their wombs birth, the 12 tribes, them and their maids, as the story goes, where the 12 tribes came from, the children of Israel, which was Jacob.
Yes, yes.
They came, some came from the womb of
Leah, and
some came from the womb of Rachel. Some came from the womb of their maidservants.
Yeah.
But God needed the tribes. He needed this group of people.
That's good.
How it came to pass. So we can't let disappointment stop us. Just because somebody cheats you, you're going to let that stop you?
No.
Don't let opposition stop you this morning. If somebody cheats you, okay, the Bible tells us that we are not to repay evil for evil, but we're to overcome evil with good. And it tells us that God is the one who venges. So if somebody does wrong to you, just get out the way and let God deal with them and keep pressing forward. If somebody does you wrong, step out of the way, let God handle that, and you keep moving forward. Don't let somebody bind you to something that happened in the present or something that happened in the past.
I always say, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, then victory shall be mine. But here's the thing. I got to hold my peace and get out the way, just like you say, and let the Lord fight it. Because some battle, we're not supposed to fight. Some battle belongs to the Lord. When it's too big for me, I know it's a job for El Shaddai. I know that. When it's too big for me, when it's something that I can't do, I know this is a job for El Shaddai. So I got to get out of the way and let El Shaddai do the job.
And whatever's an enemy to us, it's an enemy to God. So whatever's an enemy to us, any wrongdoing that's done
this
to
is
you,
good this morning.
Whatever's an enemy to you has just made itself as God's enemy.
This is good this morning.
And if it's an enemy of God, God will deal with it, and God will take it out. So hold your peace on this morning. Allow God to fight
your battles
and continue to advance for his name's sake in the earth realm. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
We're listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good Wednesday morning, September 2nd to you from the Morning Breath crew. We're so glad you've taken time out of your